Mishnah Zayin, and now we come to the point why the Mishnah gave this introduction. Omar Rabbi Meir said, "Midivrehem lomadnu." From the words of Rabbi Chanina Skanakanim and Rabbi Akiva in the previous Mishnah, we learned shesurfin truma tohidoi matameya b'pesach. The one is allowed to burn tohor truma together with tomei truma or other tomei food on erev Pesach when it comes to the mitzvah of bir chometz, of destroying the chometz, which needs to be done in the sixth hour of the day. Since anyway it needs to be destroyed, it would be permitted to make the truma tomei in doing so. However, Omar Rabbi Yossi said to him, Enohi Amida, that's not the measure, meaning you can't compare the cases. In the previous Mishnah, even though you're adding tumah to the oil or to the oil or the meat was already tomei. You know, it's true, it's only a shlesh l'tumah, it's a very low level of tumah, but it was already tomei. It already had to be burnt and had to be destroyed. So all you're doing is adding on a level of tumah. But in our case, the tumah which you're talking about is tohar. It is not tomei at all, and therefore even though you're destroying it now because you need to destroy it because of the chometz, since the reason why you're destroying it is not because it's tomei, the reason why you're destroying it is because it's chometz. So you are not allowed to make the truma tomei, since right now it is totally pure. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Meir held that in the previous Mishnah, the shlish l'tuma was actually only tomei midrabanan. We're talking about a case where, for whatever reason in the situation, it was only a level of midrabanan tuma. So therefore, Rabbi Meir does compare the cases, since midoraisa, even in the previous cases, the food which has the lower level of tuma is actually tahar midoraisa. So because of that, Rabbi Meir learns that one can compare the cases. Now, the Mishnah adds that the same machlikas which Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi argued about, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua also had a similar discussion. Umaydim Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua both agree with the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, Shesofen Zol Atzma Zol Atzma, the one needs to burn this by itself and this by itself. The Tohar Truma, which is Chometz, needs to be burnt separately from the Tomei Truma, which is Chometz. V'almanech Loku, about which case did they argue, Al Hatluyo V'alatmeya, about Chometz Truma, which was possibly Tomei, and Chometz Truma, which was definitely Tomei. Rabbi Eliezer, remember, because Rabbi Eliezer says, Shesofen Zol Atzma Zol Atzma, one still needs to burn this by itself and this by itself, because since one of the trimmers might be tohar, you cannot burn them together. However, Rabbi Yeshua says, Shtein ka'achas, in this case one would be able to burn both of them together. And these two opinions are based on Pesukim, when the Torah says that one needs to guard trimmer from becoming tomei, it says, Mishmeres trumosai, the guarding of my trimmers. Now the way it is spelt in the Torah is Mishmeres trumosi, the guarding of my trimmer in the singular. And Rabbi Yeshua learns from there that there's only one type of truma which one needs to guard from becoming tomei, and that is truma which is definitely pure. But as soon as it's a doubtful truma, then one no longer needs to guard it from becoming tomei definitely. Whereas Eliezer says that since one reads the word as trumoisoi, even though it's written trumasi, it is read as trumoisoi, my trumois in the plural, and therefore he learns from there that even tumah, which is doubtfully tomei, even that needs to be guarded from tumah.